Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. I just returned from the National Kidney Foundation Spring Clinical Meeting, which I highly recommend, by the way. I think it's a great meeting, high-quality presentations that nephrologists and trainees in nephrology would certainly benefit from. Anyway, one of the common themes that I heard several times throughout the meeting was about medication safety in patients with chronic kidney disease. Emphasizing the need to use some estimate of glomerular filtration rate rather than just looking at the serum creatinine in order to appropriately dose medications and avoid medications that shouldn't be used. One of the presentations mentioned a paper that was published in Kidney International about 4 years ago by Hug and colleagues, where they looked at drug-related adverse events in community hospitals and found them to be quite common. Including errors in dosing, but significant adverse events related to inappropriate medication use, causing a variety of patient symptoms as well as AKI, and interestingly noting that the occurrence of drug-related adverse events related to not understanding what the GFR was in patients with CKD extended hospital stay by an average of about 5 days. So quite significant consequences of this. So it's obviously important for us as nephrologists to think about the GFR, and hopefully we're good about that when we think about whether or not to use a medication, when we see patients in the office counseling them about avoidance of NSAIDs and avoidance of herbal medications and so forth. But I think we can also do an important public service in educating other physicians with whom we work, including primary care physicians and physicians in the hospital, about appropriate medication use and appropriate understanding of GFR in patients with CKD. So I would even go so far as to suggest when you send letters to your primary care physicians who've referred patients to you with CKD, that you conclude with a little blurb about avoidance of NSAIDs, avoidance of herbal medications, appropriate dosing, and communication when they decide to make a medication change, so that you know what they're doing, and then we obviously have an obligation to do the same. And let them know what we're doing with medications and why in patients with CKD, and similarly in the hospital, to make sure that we're looking very carefully at what medicines our patients are getting, avoidance of iodinated contrast unless absolutely essential, and so forth. So I think we have an opportunity to undertake an important public service for our patients, again here, in terms of communication about GFR, and appropriate dosing of medications and avoidance of those that are potentially nephrotoxic. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology from the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.